Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
So, Tosis had said over here that Lemaila Kamaisikul, and Tosis said a chiddush that the din of Chatas Oif that's done, let's say Lemala, Chatas Oif Lemala, it's going to be possible, the Mishnah says, done in the wrong place. Chatas Oif is done in the wrong place, so Tosfos says it's possible, but it's not going to be possible for the Bailam. They're going to be Yotze. They're going to have Kapara, because the Din of Zvukah Shlevim Koimai, Tosfos says, we'll read it. Let's read Tosfos. Tosfos on Samach Vavam and Aleph, Dibra Maschal, Lamala Kamasekulam Psulin. Tosfos says, Avshah Asavoyda Ketikno, Bachila. That's only Bachila. Avo Bailam is Kapru. But the Bailam have a Kapara. The Shmuel, according to Shmuel, the Amale El Perk Beis, Kivin Shigia Damlum is Beach, the Skapu Bailu. Shmuel says before that if you do a Zrika Shlevim Koime, as long as the Zrika reaches the Mizbeach, even though it's in the wrong place, case over there is you do a Chatas Behema, you do it Lamatat Mechotah Sikra. Here it's the Chatas Oif, which is the opposite, you do a Lamal Chotah Sikra in the wrong place. Tosfos says over here you have the same din of Zrika Shlevim Koime by an Oif. According to Shmuel, the Mishnah says Psua. It only means the Gabi Heter Achila, doesn't mean regarding the Kapara. And the Rambam Kinira argues, the Rambam doesn't say anything about a Heter Achila or not a Heter Achila. The Rambam just says, Pasul, like the Mishnah says. It doesn't differentiate, right? So the Rambam Pashas holds by a knife. There is no Zrika Shlevim Kaimai. The Pelatsuma is, because the Mishnah we're about to learn today says that on all these cases, there's still going to be Me'ilo. So if someone does a Zrika Shlevim Koima by an oif, Tosfos says there's a kapara for the Bailam, there's no Heter Achila, there's a kapara for the Bailam, and yet there's still going to be Me'ilo. So if someone has a carbon that he was Yoitzes Chiv and he has a kapara from, it's Mavur, from this Tosfos, as long as there's no Heter Achila, it is going to have Me'ilo. It is going to have Me'ilo. That's the fella. It's Nasas Mitzvosoi. It's not Kotri Hashem. How could it be? Mama, she came back with a bang. It's very tough. It's been very tough. Probably was hard for him also, no? What? What about it?
What about the same thing?
Oh, Shuzrika Shlevim Kaima, would be the same thing. So how do you say Psula at all? Right, he came to Akhtar, say Murin. Very nice, very nice, beautiful. Shkayuch, that's very nice addendum. But the Shita Mikubetzis argues on this places and holds that there is no Shuzrika Shlevim Kaima by an oif. Rebbe said yesterday that's the Rambam's shita. Rebbe says it's mashma. He said it was mashma from Rashi Samach Dalid, like the Rambam. I have to look it up. I didn't get a chance to finish the conversation. But this is the machlekes, and the pella is the din me'ilo. Now, what taka is the pshat not to learn like the Tosfos? Why wouldn't there be a din of zrika shlevim kaimoi? And l'chara, this kasha is chadim etureses v'chavato. That l'chara like this. That Tosfos says there's going to be a din of zrika shlevim kaimoi. There's going to be me'ilo. The truth is that Rashi, I think this is really my own addition, but Rashi in Perek Beishamai says that the din pretty clearly, and this is not like Reb Chaim and Sefer, that's the two tzadim are Reb Chaim, what the Brisker Rav says is the name of Reb Chaim, and Rashi and Mem Dalet. Rashi and Mem Dalet says very, very clearly that the din of Me'ilo is based off of the Heter Achila L'Kahanim. I mean, you don't have to see it. Rashi, we really just spoke about this, but this is the point of contention. The Brisker Rav says in the name of Reb Chaim that the din me'ilo is based on nasas mitzvasa, or the fact that it loses its status of kotchi Hashem. If it's not kotchi Hashem, Luyitzuya, there wouldn't be a heter achilo, but the thing would have lost its, or had hakrava, either lost its din hakrava, or it was hukrav already. The fact that it's not kotche Hashem anymore, that's what takes away its status from Meila. This is the point of contention. So by Ezrikah Shlevim Koima, you have lack of a heter achilo, but you have a kapara. This Lachara, this Taisus who says that there's going to be a din of Zikr Shem Koima and there's going to be a Kapora, yet there will be Mi'ila, is Lachara going like Rashi who said before, that the Heter Achil is what takes away the Isra Mi'ila, which is not like the Bris Gerov in the name of Reb Chaim, famous, who says that the din Mi'ila is based on Kachay Hashem. Otherwise, how would you have Mi'ila by Zikr Shem Koima? You had a Kapora. I mean, you had a Kapora. How could there be Mi'ila? There should not be Mi'ila. It's a siva, not a simon. Yeah. Yes. Right. It's a siva. Yeah. This is. We're not going to go through all Masechtas Me'ila right now, but that Rashi on Mem Dalet. This is the Brisker Rav. The Brisker, the Gemara tells two pigol to Me'ila from that case over there. The Heter Achila Rashi is not in behind us. So it's that sugyo really, a mem dalet, we spoke about it a little bit. The point I'm making is that this is l'chayra, the point of contention. I'm not being machriya like any tzad, one over the other. This is the point of contention, is what takes away me'ilo. Vaisnois from Taisus, it's the heter achilo. So when we learn me'ilo, keep this in mind. Now, why wouldn't there be a din of zrikas shlevim koimai by an oif? Why would there be an argument? L'chayra Taisus is right. Yeah, no, she just has a pasuk, but we learn out zvachim from zvachim all the time. Needs a little more of a. Doesn't say it's exeris hakasuk. He says. Well, Shmuel says it by karbonis.
Right, so
question: why wouldn't it apply by oifus? So that would go into the svar of Shmuel. Yeah. So the Brisker Rav says that he says a very nice chiluk. That the din of Zrikas Shlevim Koimai is based off of the din of the makam of the ma'i. This lashon is, it's not a din, or it is a din, in the matan damim, the makam of the dam where it has to be put. So then we say, listen, it's not in its exact place, as kivin shigia damim is be'ach, even if it's not in its exact place, so the fine is that tuzayf a kapora, it doesn't give a heter achil, but a tuzayf a kapora. So that's the din of Zikr Shlevim Koimai. But the din of oif, that it has to be done, let's say achatas oif, that it has to be done l'mailo on the mizbeach, is that a din that the matan dam has to be there, or the actual act of the zrika, the act of the oif, the act of the maisei oif, the maisei achatas oif have to be done l'mailo on the top of the mizbeach? The din of Zikr Shlevim Koimai applies when you did the act of the zrika properly, except the dam ended up in the wrong place. So fine, as long as it hits the mizbeach, it does something. But when the act of the zrika has a din, the actual act of the hazah, the mitzvah, whatever it is, has to be in a certain place, that's not called shaloibim kaimai, that's the lashon of the briskers, is that it's shaloibehechshere. Two dinim. Zrika shaloibim kaimai and zrika shaloibehechshere. So that's the chiluk between oif, that's why there wouldn't be a din ken zayin of Zvika Shlevim Koimai by Oifus. And that's just a good thing to say. Baruch Tov, did I say it correctly?
I never understood it, and I still don't understand it. What's the difference?
One is referring to the Chefts of the Dam, where it should be, and one is referring to where the act of the Zvika of the Dam should be.
The Maisa.
The Maisa. Where the Dam should be is, that's Shmuel's din. If the dam is in the wrong place, but your act was, you did what you were supposed to do. You applied the dam. You did your application, if you analyze it from the act of the application, if you analyze that, if you put that under a microscope, he did that fine. Where the dam ended up was in the wrong place. Fine. So that's where Shmuel says it's halacha, that Zvika Shlevim Koimai makes at least there's a kapara. But where the act was done, mitchilosa, you looked at the act and it was done in the wrong place, Shmuel never ever said, in that case you do anything. It's ma'akif. That's how I understood it.
So that, what does it mean, the wrong place or not the wrong place? In the first case, where it works,
the dam ended up.
What was the problem?
The dam. The dam.
Where did he do the zrika?
Let's say he did the zrika of the chatas and it ended up below the chatas sikra.
Where did he start? Where did
What was the term? His feet? What is the term? The act of the hand.
Yeah. Could you do hazara conceptually outside the hazara? Maybe.
You apply zrika shleibim kaima even if he did it on the pareches and he did it on the mizbeach achitzain. There's also two different locations.
Yeah. So. Yeah, I hear. Okay. Yeah, it's a lamdish thing. That's what he says.
I sent to you yesterday from the Minchas Avraham. I don't know if you had a chance to go.
I did. I looked at it. Yeah. I didn't get to. I mean, it was.
I'm gonna try to go through it.
But I looked through the first two pages, and this is it. What I just quoted is basically the first two pages, actually, in that shtickle. I am showing Minchas Avraham, if you want to see more on the subject. He has a very nice essay, right, Rebbe Levin? A nice essay.
I don't know if it's nice, it's long. I don't know if I agree with that.
Okay, we gotta learn the next. This.
Which sefer?
Minchas Avraham. Avraham. From Avraham Garbuz. Oh, everyone knows. He took on the minhag of the briskers to have a cover that's black and foreboding, right? The briskers swarm black with the title, nothing. No, like flowers. None of those flowers. Just black with the title. No fluff. Out is. Okay, zok the Mishnah. V'kulon ein metamin beveis ablia umaylan ben. The Mishnah said before all these cases. Let's use one example to make this Mishnah simple. We'll use one example: a chatas that was done lemaylo, or let's use the case of oila done lemata. I like that better because we could talk about malika. The oila was done lemata, the wrong place for the malika. The rule is that normally something which is an avela is metame beveis ablia. Someone swallows an avela of an oif tahor. The rule is he becomes tame not through touching, but through swallowing. Okay? Swallowing a bird that's an avela, that's an oif tahor, is what makes you tame. Now normally, an animal that's nimlak, right, is tame. It's an avela. It's not a shechita. It's a chiddush ha-Torah that by karbonis, if you do a malika, it's gonna not be an avela. So over here, by an oila, which was done the mata, it's not really a kosher malika, because it was done the mata, where it's supposed to be done the mila, it's done the mata. So it's not a kosher malika, so technically it should be an avela. The Mishnah says over here, it's not an avela, and it's not metam and beves ablia, because it at least has a halacha of a malika to make it not an avela. However, umayla bahem, it doesn't take away, again, it doesn't take away the me'ilo. So we have this malika, semi-kosher malika. Okay, that's what the Mishnah is saying over here. That's going to be fine. Chutz mechatas oif shasol lemata kamase chatas l'shem chatas. In that case, you do a chatas oif lemata kamase chatas l'shem chatas. Of course, in that case, it's going to be kosher and ganzen. So there's going to be no meila. Of course. Now, oilas oif shasol lemata kamase chatas l'shem chatas, and oilas oif which is done lemata. This is the machlokes over here. That was done lamata. I mean, we talk about malika. So the case I mentioned before is a little bit inaccurate, but it was for illustrative purposes. Here, the actual halacha is like this: an oilas ha'oif that was done lamata kemaisi chatos l'shem chatos. So he did everything lamata. Okay, the malika. He only did simen echad. He did hazah and amitzoy, etc. Rabbi Yezer says that there is going to be meila because again. Didn't do a kosher maisa of the oilo. Rabbi Yeshua Oimer, here he says a moilim bo, and I didn't.
Same case.
As the first case. No, the first case was not necessarily talking about malika.
Oh.
Let's say he did the mitzoy. Oilas ha'oif that he did the mitzoy of the oilas ha'oif. He did it. The malika was done b'hashayrei. But he never did the mitzvah properly. He'll still be me'ilah. That's what the Gemara said right before the Mishnah from yesterday. They're talking about different cases over here. Reisha v'seifa, right? B'maliko mitziyasa b'mitzvah, like we said. So the machlekes over here is when really the person did the oila in ganzen like the chatas. And Rabbi Yeshua says there's no me'ilah. And that's really that needs beer because Chatas and oila have me'ila. Now, if you do the avoida properly, either because there's a heter achila or because there's a kapara, the rule is that it's going to have the me'ila taken off. But here he didn't do it properly, so why isn't there me'ila according to Rabbi Yeshua? That's what needs a beer, and that's what we're going to spend the next Amud of Gemara explaining, basically. But now we're going to go through the different yalfusas for this machlekes, Rabbi Yezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Amar Rabbi Yezer. Uma im chatos she'ein moilim bo lishmo, a chatos where there is no me'ila when you do the avoida properly, chatos ha'oif, kishashina es shimo moilim bo, but when you do change the shame of the chatos, right, and you make it possible, the rule is that it's possible, the rule is that it never lost its status of me'ila moilim bo. So regular chatos ha'oif that you do properly, the rule is that, of course, it loses its me'ilah. There's a shaset of the kainim, it's not a mitzvah, or whatever. But when you change it and you make it posel, the rule is, there's going to be me'ilah. So, kabachaymer to an oila. Oila, shemayelim bolishma, an oila, where there is me'ilah, even if you do it properly, because as we know, an oila is kula the gavaya. So even if you do a shchita, a melika, and hazah, and everything is good, it still goes the gavaya. There's going to be me'ilah, even when you do it properly. Therefore, when you do the Shinui Hashem, like an oilo that's done, limato, when you do it, Shinui Hashem can be Yahad Shol Yishma, or you do it in a wrong place, in that case, Kavachaymer, you do it in the wrong place, or it's done the Shem Chatos, basically. If it's done that way, Kavachaymer, it should have a din of Me'ilo. And that's his Kavachaymer. This needs beer, we'll see in the Gemara. Amrei Rabbi Yeshua. No, I have a piyuch on your kabochaymer. Loyim amrit bechatos. I could say by a chatos, there's going to be a din meila when you're mishana the Shem, because sheshino shemal l'shem oila. Because when you do a chatos, let's say lemaila, that's again doing it l'shem oila. By doing it lemala, you're making it into something that is an oila shekein shino eshemal l'dover sheyesh by meila. You're changing it into something which has meila. But when you do an oila lamata, which is the case of Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Yeshua, in that case you're doing an oila for a chatas, where shekeni shina shemol davar she'im ba me'ila, in that case where you're changing it into something where it doesn't have me'ila, a chatas life doesn't have me'ila once you do the avoidas, so in that case you can't learn out that it's going to have me'ila. In that case where you're mishana, the point is, Rabbi Yeshua is saying, when you're doing oila in the place of a chatos, in that place, if you're doing it in a place where there's no me'ila, so over there wouldn't be me'ila. You can't learn that out from a chatos that's done the Shem oila. Well, that's what he's saying. You're downgrading. That is what Rabbi Yeshua is saying. Okay. Amalei Rabbi Eliezer. Oh, Vare Kochin Kochin. Oh my gosh. Vare Kochin Kochin. Sheshachtun Bidorum. Kochin Kochin was reshechted. Where did Kochin Kochin have to be shechted normally? Safoim. Kochin Kochin Safoim. But he did it Bidorum. Sheshachtun Lashem Kochin Kalam. And he did it Lashem Kochin Kalam. Let's say he took an oil and he did it Lashem Shalamim. In Dorum. Behemus, yes. Yoichichu, that should be a hechach on the kavel koymer. Why? Shekein shino es shemam ledaber shein bo mi'ila. In that case, when you shechted bedarim and you still had in mind to do it for something, both the place that you did it and the machshava that you had was for something that doesn't have mi'ila like kachim kalim, and yet doesn't have mi'ila and it's kachim kalim. But ma'ilam behem, yet you're still going to have mi'ila because you shechted it bedarim and it's possible. Af'ata al tetama al ha'oila, so too. What are you saying? An oila was done, the Shem Chatos, it should still have, it should lose its status of me'ila because you did it in a place and you had in mind something that doesn't have me'ila. Af'ata al tetama al ha'oila, af'mishashin ishmael adavar shem be'me'ila, shi'im alubo, it should also have me'ila. Just like again, kochi kochim, which was shechted bedarim, l'shem adavar that doesn't have me'ila, is still going to have me'ila because it's possible. An oila that's shechted l'shem chatos, even though it's done in a place where there's no me'ila for that carbon, and the machshava I had was for something that doesn't have me'ilah, still, it could still have me'ilah. And that's,
is
Rabbi Eliezer.
Is this not like Shimon Bar Yazariah, or it is related to
Shimon Which, who's that?
Moshe Azari, first Mishnah, right? Shem Gevaita, only Shem.
Oh, Shem Namuch. Well, the truth is, the main thrust of the question is on the fact that the Kachi Kachim was Shechted Bedorim.
Yeah, but it's also the
Shin. So is it because there was a Shalai Lishmal involved, or it was just because... I don't know if it's referring to the Psal of Shalai Lishmal. It's referring to the fact that the Maisim were done for something that it was done the wrong way. I don't know if it's referring specifically to the Machshava Peselis. That's a din of Machshava Peselis. Here we're talking about the Shem Maisim that he was doing.
Why
you hear what I'm saying?
Right.
Why would you say that? Not only that, the chayyur
the shvur doesn't work.
I mean, the truth is that he is thinking to do it for another carbon. The question is, why does you need to add that factor in?
Because that's what Yitzchok said. This way, according to what he thought, he was in the right place.
There's no question.
Otherwise, if you're going to tell me, he thought it was Kachar Kachar and he shechted in Zaro, so he knew he was in the right place.
How can
he shechted in Zaro? The act of the
and therefore what? So let's say he knows he's doing the wrong
thing.
Right.
So therefore, more of a chiddush, and even though he shechted in the place where it was supposed to be, it's still possible. I'm speculating.
Yeah, it's...
I think you're right.
Well, that's what I'm speculating.
I hear the difference that...
He's right. Yeah. There's no happening to say outside of something would work unless it's a shlomo.
Right, but what do you need the shalei l'shma factor for? Stan, he's shechting it b'dorim. Do you need it to be...
He's saying a shma, or he's saying a shma.
Such shalom.
No, he's saying that otherwise, what are you doing in
Dharma
the
fall?
The only reason why.
Yeah, so
it's
practical, you're saying.
Otherwise,
it's your God. Right.
If
you
guys are shaking.
Uh-huh. No, you see from Taisus in the Gemara, it's an integral factor that there's a Shalai Lishma Machshava Peiselis over here. You see from Taisus. We'll see in the Gemara about this. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it is a factor. I just don't know if it has to do with the din of Achshim and Achi Azario. I don't know. Okay. I don't even know what I'm up to. Amar Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua said, no, Vaiter, I have a limud. Because you can't compare to the case of Kachi Kachim Sheshachtim Bedarim Lashem Kachim Kalim. Because why am I mad because you catch him shachtim bedarim shachtim l'shem kachim kalim shekain shino es shemam l'davar shiyesh boi isur v'heter. Over there, you're still going to have me'ilah because you did it for something that has isur v'heter. Because kachim kalim are of a zevach of a minei dam has me'ilah just not on the whole thing. The emurim, or as they say in brisk in the Baruch David, emurim.
They say that in brisk.
Yeah, emurim. Right? That's where you developed the wrong accent, rebuffed of it.
Well, I didn't go to Brisk. I didn't go to Brisk.
Amen. Amen. I mean, it's completely wrong al pidiktuk. Whenever you have a yud, Amurim. Amurim. That's how it should be. Amurim. But it's mamish way off. Amurim. So anyway, so by Kachim Kalim, there is Me'ila, at least a part of it, by the Amirim. Right? So there, you can understand why there'd still be Me'ila. You're going to tell me, Masha'in came when it comes to Oilu, L'shem Chata Sa'if. Chata Sa'if, we know, Eilim is Be'ach El Adama. There is no Me'ila on a Chata Sa'if. So over there, Zachter B'Yeshua, that's why I say, when you do an Oilu, L'mata, L'shem Chatos, that's why I say over there, it's going to have a din, or it's going to not have a din of Me'ilah. Okay?
Yep.
The item's holding?
Yep. So far.
All right. Tanya, Amar Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yeshua. The Brisa said again, the Machlekes Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yeshua. Oshem Sheshachtu B'Tzaf on the Shem Shlom Amirchiach. Oh, you see, this is Rabbi Shalei Lishma. He said, Sheshachtu on Oshem B'Tzaf on the Shem Shlom Amirchiach, Shashin Eshema Yimayim. There's going to be Me'ilah. When you do an Oshem and you Sheshachtu B'Tzaf on the Shem Shlomim, there's going to be Mi'ilo, the af ato, al titala, al ha'oila, sha'afal pi sheshina shema, sheima lebo. Therefore, by the case of ha'oila shem chatos, it shouldn't be a crazy thing to say that if it's mishana shema, you're going to still have mi'ilo. And Tosha says the problem over here, what do you mean? In Ashim sheshachtu, l'shem kachim kalim, l'shem shlomim, there's no mi'ilo. What are you talking about? If it's after Zrika, then there isn't mi'ilo. It's a shalei l'shema, v'ashilei l'baal m'shem chayvo. So, and if it's before Zrika, then Oyla Soifel is the same halacha.
Here's a little different.
No, he's doing an Ashach Ashram
B'tzafen.
B'tzafen, though.
Okay.
So, it's regular Ashram Shalei Lishma.
Right.
So, Ashram Shalei Lishma, there's no Me'ila. It's a carbon is just not Oyla Lishem Chayva. It just means it's in the right place.
Right, that's what I'm saying. That because before we set the drawing, you put the
set right.
Okay, here it just means that the location is not a factor.
The location is not a factor here, and that's.
It's
just the Shalei Lishma. That's
the host before, the location was a factor.
Yeah, that's what we're going to say in a second. We're going to change the Pircha. But there is a problem over here. So Taisus says Lishitasa, he holds that Shalei Lishma is possible, and Taisus talks about it. Okay. Will you bring me a raya that there's me'ilah from an Ashram that's done shalei l'shma? Over there, you at least there's me'ilah because he did it behechsheiroi technically because it was done b'tzofen. But by a case of an oila where you do it for a chatos, that you do it outside its place over there, you would not have me'ilah. He said no. So now I'm going to bring the case that the Mishnah says. Ashem sheshachtu b'dorim l'shem shlomim yoichiyach. An Ashem that he shechted b'dorim l'shem shlomim, that's yoichiyach. Shashina shemoi v'shina es mekoimoi. Moilim boi afata al tatama al ha'oilu. Sha'af al pi shashina es shimo v'shina es mekoimo. You're going to have moilim boi, you're going to have me'ilu. And then again, Rabbi Yeshua is up the creek. I'm like Rabbi Yeshua. What?
Why do you keep going
Well, you need a case of Shinas Mekoimoi.
And won't be Mishan.
It has to be Shinas Mekoimoi. We have to come up to.
Well,
that's the case.
It's not, it's the
Shin of
the
Shin. Oh, it just said Shlomim. I mean, Oyla's.
But it's one's
Kachin, Kachin. Oh, no. So this is going to be a factor.
Right,
no, this is going to be, that's what we were saying before. It's going to, that's what I was saying. Like, this is going to be a factor, the fact that he did it with Shem, Kachim, Kalim. You need both. Why?
Yeah.
It needs explanation. I'm
that's
not.
What I'm saying,
yeah, right. No. I hear. Yeah, that's what I was saying.
It's
a good aura. Yeah, that's what I was saying. From the Gemara.
It's
who's saying good? Yeah. Very good. No. Good points. Amalei Rabbi Yeshua, Leim Amid Ba'ashem Sheshinesh Shema Vishinesh Mekoyim Vishinesh Maisov. No, another difference. By an Ashram, yes, you changed the place, you did a Bedarim, you also had the Roh Machshava, fine, but the act that you did the Maisim properly, of the Ashram. Here it's different though. Of Taimur Ba'ailo, Sheshinesh Shema, Ve'es Maiseha Vishinesh Mekoyim. Over here again, when you did the Ailo Lashem Chatos, you didn't just do it in the wrong place with the wrong intention. You also did the wrong Maisim. Instead of doing Malika Havdalah, you did Malika without Havdalah. You did Hazah instead of Mitzoy. So over there, in that case, you should say that there's not going to be Me'ilah. This is Gemara is really saying as far as Hafuchas, if you think about it, but I don't know. I don't know how to approach this Gemara exactly, how deep to go into it. I think we said it enough to be learning. Alhamdulillah. Amar Rav. Rav said, "V'neim alei Yashem sheshachtu b'dorim l'shem shlomim mishinoi b'ilim." Why shouldn't he say the case of Yashem sheshachtu b'dorim l'shem shlomim mishinoi b'ilim, which is a case of that's considered shina es maisel? The Gemara says, "Shashina es shemoi, v'shina es mekayimoi, v'shina es maisel." Rav Elazar could have said, I have a case that's similar to yours where there's going to be me'ilah. For example, an asham which you do is shem shlomim for the wrong owner in the wrong place, and in that case is going to be meila. Why didn't he say that case? Because that's also called shinas maisa.
Why is that better?
Because now it's equal to equal. Now the chiddush over here is that it's called shinoi maisim. You did the regular shlomim act, the asham act, except that you had the intention for the wrong owner. That's called shinoi maisim.
Is this also?
Did it
be
done?
Yeah.
Does it be pigul as well?
Pigul?
Okay, it's because it's shlomim. It's mashmi because it's.
No.
It's
because
he's not here.
It is because it's
asham
l'shem shlomim.
Oh. You're saying that every asham l'shem shlomim should be chutz l'zmanoi. Chutz l'zmanoi. Where's that mentioned? Yeah, you're
right. Maybe because it's not direct.
Yeah, I was thinking it's not direct, but I think someone says something about this in the Gemara.
That's
happened. You see, you bring when you come, you're mashpia on the oilum to say. But I think this is mentioned somewhere. If you do Ashur Mashem Shalom, it should be in Chutzas Manu. I hear. Oh, so many questions. Midlai Karmel Ehochi, from the fact that Rabbi Eliezer didn't reply to Rabbi Yeshua with this kasha, Shemami, no, Nochas Rabbi Eliezer with time of Rabbi Yeshua. Vice Lish Rabbi Eliezer held of the reason. Now, what is Rabbi Yeshua's reason? This is the reason. Om Rabbi Yeshua, Om Rabbi Adabar Abba, Om Rabbi Yeshua, Oy La Soiv Shasol Lamata Kamai Sechatos, the Shem Chatos, Kiven Shemolak Bostim in Echod, Dim Sheches, the Nasis Chatos, Oy. A new Svarat, Svarapun Dim Sheches. Superman becomes, what is it?
Clark
becomes Superman.
Alter ego.
He's an alter ego. The Oyla, when done, in Gansen like a Chatos, becomes a Chatos. Taisa says the kasha. How does it happen? So Taisa says the sword, like, yeah, what are you going to
do?
Yeah, because that's another kasha. How does it switch over? Is a basic question that Taisa asks. Because Taisa says it's different, because by Oyla Sa'if we know Kinim Ein Sporches Elo Oyla Rekicha Sabayim Oyla Basiya Sakoyim. There's a special chiddush by Kinim that it could be TBD.
They're
it could be determined
malleable.
Later on.
They're more malleable,
they're fluid. So there you have the din of Nimsheches. And you have another kasha. How could an Oyla become a chatas if there's no chet?
Can you explain that? He had a mind for Oyla.
That's true. But because you see that the Kohen by Kenan has the ability to affect. No, that's the Chiddush. The Chiddush is that it could change, but it's more palatable because it's by an oif. You would never say such a thing by a carbon. But by oif is the Kohen has a hashpah to be able to influence what the carbon is. And the Gemara is being mechadish, even if it became an oila, it's still able to be influenced by the Kohen and be changed over.
Even though it's contradicting the Bible.
Even if it's contradicting the
That's
Bible.
That's the finish, because normally, the only way that the Kohen can change it, can determine what it is if the Bible does not have one shot. Right? It's either one. Now
right.
You're saying it can override it.
That's correct. That's correct. Yeah, it's definitely a stretch.
So this is only by
Look at Taisus.
Yes, so
only by Oifus. Now you have another question, Miklos David asks. You're making an oil into a chatas. What chet did he do? He gave birth? He didn't give birth. So what's the that you see there's a din, that the din chatas is only in the Maisa Hegdish, but you can technically have a chatas without a chet.
Right.
I'm asking.
Okay.
I hear the kasher. It's a stretch. It's a chiddush.
We're actually going to see from the cases coming up, there's 2, 3, 4, 5, 6,
oh.
That it's not true.
Not by all cases.
It's
true. It's not right. We don't. Well, we're going to. Well, let's. You know what, Jonathan? Let's get up to it.
Okay.
Please. It's, we're going to get. It's hard enough to do. Yeah. Fine. It's back to Gemara. So you say the other way around. So let's say you do a chatas lemaila at the same svar. You'll say that the according to Rabbi Yeshua you'll have the same thing a chatas soif that the lemaila becomes an oil soif. That can't be. Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbana kachi hatzah shel Mishnah. He said that this is the Mishnah the way it is. The way it's said. Mailav kachat soif hatzah v'suloi. Doesn't that mean that the Mishnah said the way it is and the Rabbi Lozman Rabbi Yeshua only arguing by a chatas soif shasolo lemata, not in the first case? That's the way the Mishnah is. The Sula, in no other case are they arguing in. Loi, kachatosho kula Mishnah. That's what he means. No. The entire Mishnah they are arguing in the entire Mishnah. But Yeshua is going to hold that a chatasaif will also become an oila saif. And there's two arguments. Rav Ashi Yomer, he says a difference for her. No. Bishlema oila saif shaso lamato kemaise chatos l'shem chatos. Oila saif that's done lamato kemaise chatos l'shem chatos. I can understand how there's a svara of nimsheches. Why? Kima da ha hechsher b'simen echad v'ha hechsher b'shnei simonim. A chatas, you do one simen, and an oila, you do two simonim. V'oila sa'if l'mata l'esa. And an oila sa'if is not meant to be done l'mata, the malika. Therefore, kiva da malak b'simen echad, nimsheches v'nasas chatas oif. When you do one simen, it already identifies as a chatas. Because the oila is not meant to be done l'mata. And you're doing one simen, which is the maisa of a chatos. So if you do the maisa of a chatos right away, fine. It identifies as a chatos. However, el chatos oif, the other way around, when it is done, lemaila, there's no identifying factor for it to identify as an oila. Why? Even the amar mar, malika b'chomakim k'sheira. We said before that by a chatos oif, you can do malika anywhere on the mizbeach. It doesn't have the identity of an oila when you do a lamaila. Because you're doing the maisa chatas right now. Because it could be, right? Yeah? You know? Yeah? Yeah? And therefore it already had the shem chatas chal, and you did it with shem oila, so it's already possible because of shaloi lishma.
As soon as he does the first simen, it's a chatas.
It's already a chatas.
He's still do the second simen, the psul is already chal.
The psul is already chal. Exactly. Mechimalek bo simen echad ifsula. Ki hadim adach v'idach simen echim amshach v'havi oil saif. Therefore, once it's identified, it's keeping the all, and therefore it's not going to have that's Rav Ashi's for. Yeah. It was a very important tesis here. I said the place was ready. I said it. It's only a svara by Oifus. That was the Okay. Gufa, here we go. Amar Ravada Barava, Oimar Hoy Rabbi Yeshua. Ravada Barava said in the name of Rabbi Yeshua, the svara we just mentioned before. Oilas Oif Shasola Matok Masachatos Hashem Chatos. You do it all on the bottom. Kimin shemolik bo simen echod nimsheches v'nasas chatas oiv. Okay, that's the svar of Rabbi Yeshua. Toshima. Chatas lezu v'oilu lezu. Okay, we have over here kinim. Look at Rashi. Rachel shehoyset tzricha chatas leleidasa v'oilasa kvar korva. We had two women who gave birth. One of them, and we know chatas and oilas leledas. They both, a woman who gives birth has to bring a chatas and an oilu, one of each. And you have two women here who gave birth. One of them, she already bought her oila, so she has to bring a chatos. And then Leah, the other woman, had to bring an oila because she bought her chatos already. They bought this kan, this pair of birds, together. One of the pair, is for Rachel as a chatas, and one of them is the oila for Leah. Okay, chatas lezu, v'oila lezu. The rule is also shtei in lemaila mechas akash or mechas apostle. If the kohen makes a mistake and he does one above the chatas sikra and one below, so we know that the chatos is going to be is pasul l'mayla, and the oil is going to be kosher l'mayla. So half is kosher, half is pasul. The same thing shtein l'mata. We know one of them is kosher, one of them is pasul. Mechza kosher, mechza pasul. Here's the main case. Achas l'mayla v'achas l'mata. But let's say you do one above the chatas sikra and one below, and we do not know which one was done where.
What is the concept of
mechza? Shtein psulas.
What? What's the concept of
mechza? One of them is possible.
It's not mechza, it's not half. It's just that one. No?
Yeah, well, no, because we don't recognize which bird was which.
Because the oil is good and the chattis is not.
Well, we don't know, but we don't know which one was the oil and which one was the chattis. You just did both birds. That's why it says mechza. You know, you can't identify and say this one is kosher, this one is kosher.
Is it considered mechza? That's my question. When you have a oil is chattis,
Maybe.
Is it a chatzi of the other, or it's two separate things?
Yeah, like, because it may be, you can say based on what we were saying, it's like to be determined exactly what it is, so it's like it's a chelik of a whole.
That's
Mishnah. I don't know if I would be medayik from this Gemara. I mean, again, it's, but the Briskerov says.
The
Briskerov learns that every khan is, it's a chefza, that's why it has to be from the same min.
These ladies had just left it up to
the Kohen. Yeah, I hear what you're saying.
If these ladies had left it up to the Kohen, it would have been fine.
Right.
But just one up and one down.
Yeah. Because that's
it was correct.
Correct.
But the problem was, over here you see, that he's not overriding.
That fracked the Gemara. That's Mars Kasha. Zok the Gemara, why are both puzzles? Shani Yom Echad is Korba L'mayva, Oil Korba L'mata. Frank the Gemara, Nihi Nami, the Oil Korba L'mata. Let's say you're going to say that the Oil was mistakenly brought L'mata. Tim Shoich Viti Avi Chad is Oif, like we just said before. Even if they were Mepharish, which one it is, the Kohen could change it when you do it L'mata according to Rabbi Yeshua. Frank the Gemara is Kasha. Zok the Gemara over here, it's different. Eim Adam Rabbi Yeshua, B'chad Gavra, B'trei Gavra Miyomar. Over here, you're not only saying that the other, the one who's, the oiler should become, Tashina Bailam. The oiler here is becoming a chatos, that is true. But now you have to not only make it into a chatos, you have to make it to a chatos for the other person. That, you know, it's a double whammy.
So if they weren't partners, it also would have been okay. If they separately, the two ladies separately brought the same scenario, except they weren't children, and one gave his mitz, the bird.
Then it'll be even worse.
No, because they're.
You have to transfer the. You have to. The Kavachimer. Here, with his partners,
no,
maybe.
Then when he brings the Chatzah in the wrong place, and then.
The Eilasayf. The Eilasayf.
Well, he's doing both of them in the wrong place.
I know, but the Chatzah we said is not Nimsheches. It's only the Eilasayf.
So he brings the Eilasayf.
Yeah.
And he's bringing it in the wrong place. But he's still bringing it to the right lady.
No, because he's bringing the oil aside for the one who's chayav the oil. We want that oil aside to now become a chatas and work for the woman who needs the chatas.
Maybe he's bringing it to whoever the
Bible
was, just like, and he did the wrong.
Yeah, but even, his intention wouldn't matter here, because even if his intention, whatever it is, you need two steps. You have to make this oil into a chatos and then make it, give it to the person that's chayav a chatos. So we never saw such a thing. A little different, a little different.
That's true.
A little different. Now you want to say that machshava either it's full or, yeah, I don't know, but it's a chiluk. It's a chiluk. It's a chiluk. Okay, Toshima. Oh boy, everybody say, please. We have to. This is I'm going to explain what's necessary and what's not necessary, okay? Toshima, chatos v'oila ustuma umifureshes. Okay, you have two women here. One is chayav two chatos and one oila. One is chayav two oilas and one chatos. How many is that? How many total birds is that?
Six.
What's three plus three? Three. Six. You need it, and you need three of each. Now, each woman, one again, has obligation for two chatois and one oila. One has an obligation for two oilas and one chatos. So what did they do? They made it confusing for us. Chatos v'oila, they bought one kitikunai. They said, this chatos is for Rachel, and this oila is for Leah. They said specifically what is for who. Ustuma, then they bought a kanstuma, which means, stuma means, it's gonna be determined by the kain who is for what is for who and who is for what.
TBD.
And then we had a mefureshes. Then we had a third pair that was bought explained that one is for a chatas and one is for an oila, however, not for whom. We just said what bird is for what, but not for whom. Those are the three pairs here. So asa kula lamailo mechza kasher mechza apostle. This is easy. If you do all of them lamailo, so half are kasher, half are apostle, because half are chatois, the ones that are done lamailo that as an oila are kasher, and the one that are done lamailo as a chatas are apostle. So that's easy. Same thing for the bat lamailo kula lamata mechza kasher mechza apostle. Fine. Chetzin lamailo, but chetzin lamato. Now, let's say you have chetzin lamailo, chetzin lamato, one half above, one half below, half of them above, half of them below. Now, what's the din? Einach sheva el stuma. The only one that's kosher is the kan stuma, because the rule is if you have a kan that's sasum, it becomes determined based on what's done later. So, if what's done later was one was above, that became the oil, and the one that was done below become the chatos. So, we have a kosher kan now. For the oil and the chatas. However, we don't know who is for what is for who. So we have to go and now take another two pairs to correct the four missing birds. And the rule is, and the rule is they're going to divide it up. So what are they going to do? They're going to have to go now and get another kan and be masna. The chatas and an oil. The chatas is for the woman who's the first, the kan stuma. The oil was for her. And the oil of the second kan here will be for the one in which the kan stuma got the chatas for her.
Like
fine. What?
If you don't know which one it's for.
Right.
What do you do?
You take a second kan in your masna.
Okay.
Your masna, you say the oil is for the woman who of which the kan stuma had the chatas for her. And the opposite. So now... Whichever it is, and now we have a total of four birds taken care of. Now we have to take another two birds. That was the Mifurashin. The Mifurashin, which was a chatas for to be determined and an oiler for to be determined. In that case, right, it wasn't, one was done above, one was done below, and they were both pasul. So now what do? You have to get another kan, and again, be masne, again, do it again. The kasha is, by the kan that's mefurish, okay, we should say that even if the oil was done lamata, that should be done for the woman who needed two chatois, because it could be kama chatos. Aye, it's tre gavri, it's not tre gavri, because here it wasn't mevur who the kan was for.
It
wasn't designated. It was only designated by the kohen. So you did the oil and you did it lamata, but you never had a bailam on it. So it's not tre gavri. It should become a chatos. That's the Gemara's kasha.
That's not considered a
shin
bailam, somewhat.
No,
because
the
kohen
was one.
No, because
the kohen is that because it wasn't one of the two. Now the kain, besides from designating what type of oil it does, he's also
you're still kaveya bailam. That's not a shinoi bailam. You're being kaveya bailam.
But you hear why it's different than the other cases.
It's still different than the
type of karpus. Here, you're not only shanda the karpus, but here you're determining who is the
bailam. Yeah, you see from this Gemara that being kaveya bailam is not called a shinoi, like a shinoi bailam. Yeah, it's a chilek, feistes, not machalek. I hear you. Oh boy. Okay, we got through that one. Frekti Gemara, Bahamai, Nihi Nami, the oil of Karbel Amatu, Timshach, with Yavi Chatasoy. Bechite, Mahadolai Krab Yeshua, you'll say what? That this mission is not going to Krab Yeshua. Now the oil is going to be Mechomi, I'm just going to read through the next Gemara here. Yeah, it's. I put in my due diligence, but it's Masechtas Kinim. We don't have time.
The raya is attenuated.
Is what?
Attenuated.
What does that mean?
A lot of steps to get there.
Attenuated. So Gemara. Umi matzah amar hachi. So what the suggestion at this point of the Gemara is that the mission in Kinim is not going to Rabbi Yeshua. So that Gemara that can't be. Toshima ha'isha sha'amar harei laikan im elin zachar. The old Zachar Mavia Shtei Kinim, I'm just reading this. Achas Lenidra Va'achas L'Chaivasa Nesnasan L'Koyin HaKoyin Tzorch La'Soysin Sholish L'Mailo Va'achas L'Mata Lo'y Osa Kein Elo Osa Shtayim L'Mailo Beiz L'Mata V'Lo'y Nimlach Tzricha Shetavi Oy Preda Achas V'Tekravno L'Mailo Mimin Echo U'Mishnei Minim Tavi Shtayim Pirsha Nidra Tzricha L'Havi Oy Gimel Preden Mimin Echo N'Mibayz Minim Tavi Dalid However, kavra nidra tzvicha shetavi oyd chamish pridin l'mailo v'minechon mibeiz minim tavi sheish. Nas nasan l'koyin ve'enu yadas ma'anosna holach akoyin ma'osa ve'enu yadaya ma'osa. In that case, tzvicha dalet pridin l'nidra ushayim l'chevosa v'chatos achas. And as I oimer beiz chatois I'm Rabbi Yeshua, this is with a rye. I'm Rabbi Yeshua. This never happened before. Zeu sha'amru kishu chai koile echod kishu meis koile zayin. In this case, if it'll be alive, it comes out, if you go through the cheshvin, it comes out that if it be alive, the mashal over here is that when you have an animal and it's alive, it makes one noise. A goat, what is the word? Brays? What's the word? Nahas. But when it's dead, you take the animal, it makes seven noises. You make a trumpet out of the horns, you make a flute out of the... whatever. So, because over here, the kohen mixed it up, it makes it worse. Five times worse. And that's the point over here that we're saying, is that Rabbi Yeshua is saying this Mishnah, and we see that the Mishnayos and Kinim go like Rabbi Yeshua. And therefore, back to our original case, that the case where you have to bring another set, the Mufurashim don't work, you have to bring another whole set. Why did you say that the other becomes a Chatas? You're going to tell me it's not like Rabbi Yeshua? This Mishnah says with Feirush that it's going like Rabbi Yeshua. And here's the Gemara's answer. Eimer don Rabbi Yeshua, lafuka midei mi'ilo, lemesik le'lechayva mi'omar. Rabbi Yeshua never said that the oil is going to become a Chatas, that it's a full kosher Chatas, that you can now use it for your chayva. Like the case over here. We're saying that the oil should become a chatas so that the woman who's chayva chatas should be able to use it. That Rabbi Yeshua never said. All he said was that the oil could become a chatas in the sense that you had a good malika or a good hazar or a good maisa, and it's going to be yoytze midei me'ilu. That's what Yeshua said. But you can't apply that to the case over here where you want to use it to make her have a kima v'chiv. Again, I apologize that I didn't explain this Gemara. We'll leave it. I hope it's okay. We'll leave it hanging for. Is that okay that I did that, Rabbi David?
No, I was going to say Heishver Abba Mavarach. You ran through it.
You have been listening to a shiur from ShasIlluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.